USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says his administration is cutting red tape to clear the path for new infrastructure projects.
An unprecedented top-to-bottom overhaul of the infrastructure approval process that has caused trillions of dollars in delays like you wouldn't believe.
President Trump speaking at a UPS facility in Atlanta, also saying the United States will prevail in the fight against the coronavirus. Hospitals across the country will no longer send their COVID-19 release data to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Instead, they'll be sending it to a central database in Washington beginning July 15th, according to an HHS statement that was recently released. The federal administration says it needs the daily information to plan and allocate resources during the public health emergency. This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by July 31st, and you'll save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
You now have hours left to file your 2019 tax returns. The deadline for filing taxes was extended to today because of the pandemic. If you're not ready to file, you need to request an extension by today or face fines. More than 142 million people have filed their taxes as of July 4th. And if you're a small business owner, those second quarter estimated taxes are also due. The family of George Floyd is suing the city of Minneapolis for his wrongful death. Civil rights attorney Benjamin Crump says it wasn't just the four police officers responsible for Floyd's death. He says the city has a long history of abuse, especially against black men. And the dining industry is asking Congress for financial assistance amid economic hardship brought on by the coronavirus pandemic. The National Restaurant Association forecasts losing over $240 billion. Winning day on Wall Street as the Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P were all up. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Walmart will require face coverings in all of its stores across the country starting on July 20th. Mandatory masks for customers will the company announcing mandatory masks for customers will be enforced by employees upon entrance at more than 5,000 Walmart and Sam's Club stores across the country. With more on just how many Americans are wearing masks, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
A new report says that only 75% of American adults are wearing facial coverings when out in public to prevent the spread of COVID-19. This according to a survey released by the U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention. Facial coverings have become a politically divisive issue as states have started to relax social distancing measures put in place to contain the new coronavirus. The agency first recommended the use of facial coverings or masks on April 3rd as part of an effort to contain the spread of the virus. Several states, New York among them, have since mandated the use of coverings in public spaces, including supermarkets and pharmacies where social distancing may be difficult. All scientific evidence to date has indicated that wearing a mask does help prevent the spread of COVID-19. According to the survey, mask wearing remains the most prevalent in the northeastern part of the United States.
Don't forget, please check us out online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.